it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Why don't we start the show today with a little country music history? Because you know my nickname, right, Eddie?
Country music's youngest historian.
That's right. Hit it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
On this day in 1993, 26 years ago, at Super Bowl 27, I have a wonderful Garth Brooks story. These Garth Brooks stories, I think if they happened in the internet age, he'd be even much more of a legend than he is already. Garth Brooks sang the national anthem at Super Bowl 27, but he protested before he went out. Have you heard the story, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm familiar with something. There was something before the actual performance or like something he didn't want to do, maybe?
Well, so he was like, hey, I have this video. We shall be free.
We shall
and wrote the song, did the video in response to the L.A. riots following the Rodney King verdict. And he was like, I want this to be shown before the Super Bowl. And they said, nah. And he's like, all right, I'm not doing the national anthem.
That's it.
And it was really close. It's like 45 minutes before the game. So the network said, we're not going to show it because the clip's too controversial. So Garth Brooks left the stadium. He's like, if you're not going to show my video, peace out.
I love that.
So he denied their request as well to go and sing it before the game. So they didn't have it recorded.
Oh, yeah.
So luckily, John Bon Jovi was in the crowd. And they go to John Bon Jovi and they say, hey, Mr. Bon Jovi, do you know the national anthem? And he's like, well, he's like, yeah, I do.
Wow, wow.
And so they had him on standby as they negotiated with Garth Brooks. Ultimately, Garth Brooks won. And the biggest sports event in America was delayed for the first time in history to show the Garth Brooks video. Garth Brooks then took to the field to perform, did the national anthem, and he performed it live. There was no track over the top. But since his walkout, the NFL has made it a requirement that the Super Bowl renditions of the anthem are pre-recorded. So there's not a mess up.
Wow.
And that's how Garth Brooks got his video on before the Super Bowl and got the Super Bowl delayed.
What a story. That's crazy. And all because of Garth. Now it's just changed forever.
On this day, 1993, 26 years ago.
Dang.
There you have it. What do you think about that, Amy?
Pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy. A little bit of a hissy fit, I think, but, you know, Garth Brooks knows what Garth Brooks wants.
That's
no
right.
doubt about it.
Yeah, he does.
And he gets it.
That's probably exactly how he would say it, too.
He would go, you know what? That's what Garth Brooks wanted.
Yeah. That's
and that's what Garth Brooks got.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. The polar vortex continues. Officials warn not to be out in the cold if you don't have to be. Single digits and in the negatives in a lot of places around the Great Lakes and up north. In airline news, make sure you get to your flight early today. Tons of flights have been canceled or delayed because of the weather. Definitely check on your flight. And finally, UPS and Amazon packages are going to be delayed because of the weather as well. They shut down service in 9 states yesterday, and that's going to back things up today.
Bobby Bone, come on.
So here's your story. Eating right before bed may not be that bad for you after all, according to a new study. And I'll read you this, and I'd like to say a few things. According to a new study, that midnight snack might not be so bad for you. Researchers found that the time of your last meal doesn't mess with your blood sugar levels as much as health officials believed. Instead, it's the usual suspects that are wrecking your health. Lack of physical activity during the day, and drinking 4 to 5 alcoholic beverages before bed. Isn't that a lot?
Yeah, it's a lot.
That is like a wild night out on the town.
Who's drinking 4 to 5 alcoholic beverages before they go to bed as an adult?
I mean, guess
people do
lot.
It. I mean, I used to.
Every night?
Yeah, I would say for them. When I work news, yeah, I would say so.
Why?
I just would get back and that was my way to unwind.
5?
Yeah, a bag of chips, 5 beers, and then I'm ready
Dang.
For bed.
A bag
okay,
of chips?
I don't think that's normal.
Yeah,
that's
not. You're super healthy.
I mean, I'm not like that now, guys.
Of course
yeah,
not.
That was my
Let
life.
Let me say this, because here's the problem with all these studies all the time, and it's fun to bring up and talk about, but you can find this study today, then tomorrow it comes out the opposite. Here's what's happening with health in our body. Are you ready for it?
Ready.
All our bodies are different. Genetically, we're all wired in different ways. We have to figure out what works for us. Someone who eats at night may not be able to break all the food down by morning. Someone whose metabolism can actually take it will affect none whatsoever. Like, we are so built certain ways, and it's not that there's a one-size-fits-all to be healthy. We all have to figure out what works for us. And when you read a story like this, there are some people who can probably eat right before bed at 50, no problem. And there are some at 22 who can't because there will be a problem.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I've... to go along with what you're saying, too, because it would also... depends probably what you're choosing to eat right before bed.
All are factors.
Yeah. If you eat a piece of cake before bed, boom, probably not a good idea. Maybe you have a little protein snack, not a big deal.
Well, even then, I'm just saying all our bodies are so different. We're 90% genetics. There's some genetic you're just not going to change. Like, there are factors inside of us that we have no control over. And if you're born super, super skinny, you're going to be super skinny. Look at your mom and dad. If you're born... and you're big, it's going to be harder to get skinny. Yep. Just genetically. Anything you'd like to say, Amy?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's good to remind people that they're different. I'll get emails a lot from people. They want to know exactly what I eat in a day. And I'm like, I'm kind of all over the place. And I switch up my diet a lot because I try to figure out what works best for me. And I'm hesitant to share with them exactly what I do because what ends up working for me might not work for them. And then I'll feel bad. Right.
All I want to say is we're all different, and you have to figure out what works for you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good? Good. PSA good?
Good, good.
Right. Good.
But have your cake if that works for you. Like, if you're Chris Jansen, have a lot of cake before bed.
Yes, so lucky. Bobby Bone, come
on. So what happened, Amy?
Okay, so I'm in a public bathroom, and the only stall available was the handicap one. And I didn't think anything of it. I just went into the stall, used the bathroom, came out, was washing my hands, and the woman next to me washing her hands, she looked at me and said, "You know, you really shouldn't use the handicap stall unless you're handicapped."
And how did that make you feel?
I mean, it made me feel bad. Like, I thought, well, because that's not the first time I've done that. I've even used the handicap stall when it's not the only one left because it's spacious and it's big. Like, I felt guilty. Like, oh my gosh, like, have I done something wrong and people have been judging me and I didn't know it? I know other people do this too. And luckily, nobody handicapped came in while I was in there. At least I don't think. So then it just made me think, like, well, should I not be using the handicap stall, even if it's the only one available? Judge common sense.
Oh, you want judge common sense? Well, oh, here he is.
Yeah, but I need judge common sense to address two things.
Like, go ahead.
Is it okay to use the handicap stall if you're not handicapped? And then also, is it okay for that woman to say that to me and make me feel bad?
Well, if you go into a movie theater and they have the handicap seats... will you sit in those?
No, never.
Why?
Because it's designated for handicapped people. And a movie is 2.5 hours. I can pee in 30 seconds.
So, time is why you'll sit in one seat and not the other?
Mm-hmm. Squat. I don't sit.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It's a public bathroom. I squat.
Okay, so you're right about the movies. You should not sit in a handicapped seat at the movie theater.
I don't park my car in a handicapped spot either.
Whew, the bathroom's a little different. I do think if there's not another open stall, and you go and you're conscious of who's walking in, because...
okay, so I check watching, my surroundings.
Yeah, you have to do that, because if someone comes in that's handicapped and you're in the only place...
oh yeah, I'm going to feel lame when I walk out.
So here's what Judge Common Sense says. You can go in, you can use the handicap spot, the handicap stall, but you gotta go quick.
Okay. Sometimes, like, I change clothes in there because there's so much.
No, you can't do that.
What?
Like, you have 90 seconds or less if you're in the handicap stall. That's what I'm saying to Judge Common Sense right now. 90 seconds or less. If you have stomach issues, you're not allowed to go in.
Okay.
But you got to get in and get out. And it's the only one. You can't go in for spacious reasons.
Okay. Also, I guess it was okay that she told me that then, because I guess I needed to know.
You needed to know, and you shouldn't go in there. You really shouldn't. But I'm not going to put you in Judge Common Sense jail for doing it if it's the only one left.
Okay. Because in this case, it really was. But I'm confessing, Your Honor, that I've done it before.
I'm not a priest.
I said Your Honor. I didn't say that would be a judge.
He didn't call you father.
No, but you're confessing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just letting you know, Your Honor, that I'm guilty of this crime before.
Lunchbox, anyway. What do you think about this?
I got no problem with you going in the stall at all. I go in them all the time. If it's the only one open and it's more spacious, listen, it is bigger for handicap, but it doesn't have a handicap sticker where it's only reserved for handicap. It's common sense that it's, you know, for handicap, but I go in them.
No, no, it does. It's definitely a handicap stall meant for people to have more room.
Yeah, that's right. There's no sign.
Like, when you see a handicap parking spot, it has a sign that this is handicap. That is just
made
bigger in case you are handicapped.
Guys, do you need a sign to know that that's for people who need to use that?
No, no, he's just making a point, and I was saying, yeah, maybe.
Sort of like, do you ever go in the family bathroom where it's just one individual toilet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I use that, and I feel so bad when I come out.
What's wrong with that?
It's a one stall, like at the airport. It's one thing, one room.
There's a difference in being in a family and being handicapped.
that's
the difference.
But the family one, I feel bad when I use it, but sometimes they have a couch. It's really nice in there. And and I've come out before, and like this mom traveling with four kids was waiting to get in, and I was like, I walked out by myself and I was like, my bad. I basically took a shower in there.
Okay, here's my ruling officially. You shouldn't do it, but if you have to, because you have to go, you have 90 seconds or less to get in and get out.
Okay.
Because if someone's in a wheelchair, they can't go anywhere else. That's the only stall they can go in.
Yes, I know. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
And the woman had every right to say that to you because she's right.
Yeah. She could have said it less judgy, though.
It's a judgy thing to say. And she's judgy right, like me right now. I'm the judge. Case dismissed. You're not going to jail, but you have a warning. I wrote you a warning ticket right here.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Chris Jansen shared his new single, Good Vibes, at an event in Nashville. It will come out on February 8th. Here's a clip. Brett Young dropped a studio version of his idol Gavin DeGraw's song, Not Over You. Here's that clip. But I go out and I sit down at a table set for two. And finally, I'm forced to face the truth. No matter what I say, I'm not over you. Carrie Underwood and her family of four love to spend time at home. A source told People magazine that they're total homebodies and rarely leave their home at night, but they love the outdoors and like to go for walks. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Since Winston Duncan was 10 years old, he's been collecting old bicycles and donating them to the needy. He's now 24 years old, just graduated from college, and he's donated over 8,000 bicycles over his lifetime. And now that he's out of college, he plans to make it a full-time mission. That's going to be his job, is collecting old bikes and donating them to the needy.
Love it.
He started when?
When he was 10 years old.
He's how old now?
24.
Yeah.
So 14 years. How many bikes?
Over 8,000 bikes to the needy. Winston
Duncan.
So
that's 4,000 7 years. That's a lot of bikes. That's 2,000 in 3.5 years. That's 1,000 in 1.75 years. Dang. Mm. That's a lot of bikes.
Good math.
Well, yeah, that's what I do when it's like people start. I just split numbers down the middle, down the middle, down the middle. I don't even know if I got all that right, but yeah, that's a lot of bikes. All right, is that it?
That's it.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Sarasota, Florida. Richard's driving 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. Cops, woo, woo, pull him over for speeding. He's like, oh, man, I got warrants out for my arrest. What am I going to do? Jumps out of the car, sees the lake. He goes, I'm going for it. Jumps in the lake. Only problem is he doesn't know how to swim. So he's barely treading water. Cop jumps in, saves him, takes him to the hospital and jail. And he says, hey, man, I just want to say sorry I ran and thank you for saving my life.
Aww. Yeah, right. I bet you get to that point where you'd like to get away, but then you want to be saved more than you want to get away.
It's nice you could be grateful for that.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
This woman got stuck in an elevator for 3 days.
Whoa.
Firefighters in New York City rescued a woman on Monday who had been trapped in an elevator. And by the way, it was a $20 million townhouse.
Wow.
The woman was a housekeeper for the homeowners. Authorities said she was alone in the home when she became trapped, didn't have a cell phone. Firefighters responded to the townhouse after getting a call on Monday morning that someone was stuck. They found someone stuck between the second and third floor. They had to force the door structure. She was in there for 3 days, dehydrated but no injuries. Don't you think after like day one that no one's coming to get you?
Yeah, I would get pretty discouraged if it went all right? day.
And then do you?
And is there not
know?
One of those buttons that you push where it's like, "Help me"? But yeah. I guess it's an, if it's in a house, there's not.
Oh yeah, I got stuck on an elevator once and pressed that.
You did get stuck?
Yeah, remember I brought you all the audio. They asked me.
I don't remember
okay.
that.
Oh, you don't? It was a couple of years ago when.
What happened?
My husband and I, we were moving, and so for a little bit we were staying in this loft, and it was early, early in the morning. I was on my way to work, and I got stuck in the elevator going down to the parking garage. And first of all, I was freaking out because I thought I was going to be late, and you know, you don't tolerate that.
I don't.
So
that's right.
I took video proof so that you knew I was stuck in the elevator, like I was going to be at work on time. And then, yeah, they have a little call button, and it dials someone, and they check on you to see if you're okay. And then they were able to, I guess, do something to fix it, and then it got running again. But, yeah, it was scary.
I don't remember that. Hmm. You ever been stuck in an elevator, Lunchbox?
No. I don't know what I do. And for 3 days, I think you would go insane because you do think you're dying. It's over. Like, you're dead.
I'd be so...
Because you don't have any food, water. Like, what do?
And where do you use the bathroom?
In the corner? Opposite corner, yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's not like it's big enough for there to be a real opposite corner.
Ugh.
Anyway, I saw that. I also saw another story about a woman whose boyfriend dumped her out of nowhere and then she lost 114 pounds.
Boom.
Can you imagine if you're him and you... What?
Here's my question, okay? Like, if you're with that guy, why not lose the 114 pounds then? Why do it when you get rid of him? Like, why can't you do that when you're with him?
Well aren't you at times inspired by different things in your life to make changes?
Yes.
Right.
Just period?
But if
like,
you were
things happen in your life that inspire you to make changes.
If you were unhappy with your body when you were in that relationship, why do you do it to get back at him? Why not do it? Hey, look, man, I'm going to do this for you.
Maybe she never felt the need to.
Yeah, and then she got,
then
that was
call?
The motivation that she needed. And who's to say he doesn't need to lose weight? I don't know, but.
A woman who was warned she may not live until age 30 has credited her 114-pound weight loss as a heartbreak diet. You ever been so heartbroken that it made you sick?
I wouldn't say love-wise, but I've been so sad.
Love-wise.
No. No. If anything, I probably gained weight. Oh, you know.
Have you ever been heartbroken?
By a guy?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. 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 A couple times.
I don't even know what that means.
You don't? It hurts. Mm-mm. Like, it hurts. Like, you cry, that uncontrollable cry, like you can't breathe cry. And then in my case, maybe eat some cake. But, yeah. I don't, what? I didn't, my heartbreak never, it probably was more of emotional eating, but I never had a problem eating.
But I mean, I've been like a little bit sad after a breakup.
But you've never been curled up in a ball on your floor crying?
Not physically, not from breaking up, no. I've been sad like, oh man, that stinks. But I've never been just like so sad because of a breakup that physically I feel ill.
And then did you see him out like a few months later at a bar and then you started crying to his face? Because I did that. That didn't work out well.
I heard, hey, Morgan number two.
Yeah, what's up?
So Morgan number two and her ex, they broke up, right? Like, when did you guys break up last year?
Like around Thanksgiving.
So she saw him out when she was out having her dance night.
Did you cry?
Oh, no.
I didn't. I just kind of saw him, and I just kept my dancing going on. I was going to make sure he saw I was having the time of my life, and that's what I did.
Did it make you feel weird after you got home? Were you sad?
Yeah, like the next morning, I was like, I handled that really well. I don't know how I did,
yeah,
but
I'm proud
of
you. That's good. You did good.
Was he with a girl?
No, he was with some guy friends, so that probably made it a little bit easier. If I did see him with a girl, it probably would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan number two is on a dating app called Hinge, and she said that she got matched up with one of her ex-boyfriends.
This ex, yeah.
The same ex?
Yeah. There's like a compatibility thing on Hinge, and it'll be like, oh, we think you guys would be great together. We popped up, and I was like, are you kidding me, Hinge? I don't like you anymore.
Oh, wow.
Wait, so... if you're so compatible, will you guys get back together?
Yeah, I wonder if that's made you think you should give it a second chance.
I mean, not even in my mind right now.
Wow.
But seeing him didn't make you think missing?
It made me really sad.
Okay.
But he's not who I thought he was, so it's hard for me to like think differently.
Damn. Oh my goodness.
Ooh. Oh my.
Ow.
Gritty tooth emoji.
I mean, we are throwing daggers today.
People were hating, Morgan number two, people were hating on you and me for going, hey, we're going to go out. I'm going to go out and have a Morgan number two night and like go dance with Morgan.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Like, yeah, there's no need to hate on us. They're like, Bob, you're going to go home by 8.
Oh, that part. Oh, yeah.
I won't let you.
True. What
time? What part were you hating on, Amy?
Well, you said I was hating on the fact that you were just using her to get meet 25-year-olds.
I don't need to use her. If I just wanted to meet 25-year-olds, I would meet 25-year-olds.
That sounds so creepy, all that.
Okay. Look at you. Sorry, I didn't know it was so easy for you.
So where would you go for 19-year-olds?
Okay.
Bobby Bones. Yeah. Hey, at the top of the hour coming up, our video producer Eddie has to run 2 miles, eat a dozen donuts, then run 2 more miles, and he's going to do it all within an hour to win $100 for himself or $200 for charity. He gets to pick.
You don't have to mention the second one.
But he has 1 hour to do all that. How you feeling, Eddie?
Woo! I feel good. You know I've been practicing. I've trained for this.
He's been training. It's called the Krispy Kreme Challenge. 2-mile run, a dozen donuts, a 2-mile run, all within 60 minutes. That's coming up. That being said, let's go over to Lunchbox now, who is upset because he wants the company to pay for a babysitter for him. Have you heard this, Amy?
I have not, but
Go ahead,
I need to know.
Okay, just throughout our work, we have different things we have to attend at night. We have to be at places at nighttime. And since it's a job requirement for me to go to these things outside of my normal working hours, sometimes I will be having to hire a babysitter. So I am looking for our work to pay for my babysitter because I am working outside my normal hours. So I am paying to go to work, really, basically, extra hours. So I'm not only not getting paid for these extra hours, I'm losing money. And so I am looking to bring the bill in and give it to work and have them reimburse me for my babysitting.
So you only feel this way because it's outside of your normal working
hours. Like when I come in when we have the morning show, like right now, I don't care about it. Like, of course, that's my normal hours. But it's like when they have conventions in town and I'm supposed to go to this and watch people speak and that's outside my business hours and I have to get a babysitter, feel like I need a reimbursement.
Guys, this is not a bad idea.
Go ahead. Amy, your thoughts.
I mean, I just feel like anything work is giving you the opportunity to make money and that we, trust me, Lunchbox, I get it. I get it. It's an expense. I'm thinking of all the times I've had to pay for a sitter to go do work things. It's just part of having a job. But do I want to keep my job? Yes. So is it worth me investing in a sitter to watch my kids so that I can keep my job and have my paycheck? Yes. Because in the end, I'm going to be making more than I'm spending on childcare.
Well, it's not even that. In everybody's contract, our job isn't just from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah.
It encompasses appearances. It has way more than just the radio show. So contractually, you sign an agreement that says you'll do the radio show and you'll make all these appearances based on where the company needs you.
Right. But there's always room for there's always room for negotiation, and that's what I'm doing. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, Amy, that you have paid for a babysitter in the past. You didn't use your mind correctly and think about this like strategy. And now that I have, you're like, man, that's kind of a good idea. Eddie, you have kids?
No, I would never, ever, ever go to the company and ask for babysitting.
Okay, here's what we're
going to
do. Lunchbox, put a hidden mic on and bring the bill for a babysitter into our boss.
Ooh.
And go to him with the bill and say, hey, I'd like to get reimbursed because I had to get a sitter because I was doing some night work.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
And then see what he says and record it and bring it in and we'll play it next week.
Okay, yeah. I'll do that, no problem. I mean, how many bosses you want me to go to? I'll go to all the bosses. I'll go all the way up the ladder. I'll call them.
You'll fly to New York?
I'll call them in New York. But, hey, I got a question. I got this bill for my babysitter. Where do I need to send it?
Okay, do Bob Pittman, please.
Yeah. Go to our CEO and see what he says.
Take it to the top.
I can't call him. He doesn't know who I am.
I would be curious to see what someone really, really high up would say.
They would say they would get mad at their boss because it got to them.
Yeah, okay, you wait until all right, you guys are hating on me now, but when it comes back and gets reimbursed, you're going to be like, dang, Lunch is pretty smart.
So
there you go.
You want to be able to add babysitter to your expense report.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What you do is you negotiate that in your contract when you do a new contract.
Okay, well, I'll know that. We're negotiating right now, so.
No, you're not.
Hey, look at these NFL players, NBA players. They renegotiate all the time in the middle of their contract. So, that's what you got to do, guys. Sometimes you got to use your brain.
Okay, let us know how that goes.
You
okay,
guys
bud?
Think I'm a pain, but I'm a brain.
Oh, okay. God, that was terrible.
All right, give me that. There it is. 25 minutes away from our video producer, Eddie. Doing the Krispy Kreme challenge, which means you'll eat a dozen donuts in between 2 miles and 2 miles.
Yeah.
Let me get this ready. So, Amy, he gets on treadmill. It's too cold, by the way, to do this outside.
Yeah.
Although.
Whoa, no.
Okay.
Why would you add that element?
I've been thinking about it. I've been training for treadmill.
Okay. So he has to run 2 miles, then eat one dozen donuts. Oh, even just that part. Just a dozen
question.
Donuts.
Question.
Wait. Then 2 more miles, and if he does it within an hour, he wins $100 or $200 for charity.
Mm.
Right. I'll tell you what, I'll mark up the charity money to $250.
Dang! Yes. And still $100 for me?
Yeah.
How about $150 for me?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So, what's your question?
Can I eat the donut as I'm running back?
No. Right, Lunchbox?
No, it is, you run the 2 miles, then you have to eat a dozen donuts and run 2 miles back.
That's
the race.
No, it doesn't change things. That's always been what it is. Okay, so that's happening in 24 minutes. And we're going to Morgan number 2's apartment complex, right, Morgan number 2?
Yeah, we are.
All right.
So since she's leaving, she's going to do the skinny right now.
Oh, cool.
You ready over there?
Yeah, I am. Let's do it. Bobby
Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Chris Jansen shared his new single, Good Vibes, at a show in Nashville. It will officially come out on February 8th.
Good feel-good song for you. All right, what else?
Brett Young dropped a studio version of his idol Gavin DeGraw's song, Not Over You. Here's that clip.
So this is Brett Young's version, right?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. But I go out and I sit down at a table set for two. And finally, I'm forced to face the truth. I think I have the Gavin DeGraw version. But I go out. Okay, I know it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, Amy, when Gavin DeGraw came in, jumped in Eddie and my Raging Idiot show a couple weeks. And you go, okay, Gavin DeGraw could probably sing. He's so good. Such a good singer. That, I didn't even know that, did you?
No, I had no clue.
The other singers, like Luke Bryan was there and Cole, and they were all like, holy crap. Like, he's such a good singer. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Is that it, Morgan number 2?
Yeah, that's it. I'm Morgan number 2. That's skinny.
Is that it, or did I stop you early?
You stopped me, but it's
I
okay.
I just asked if that was it. I didn't say be done. What's the other story?
Chris Lane may be engaged to his girlfriend, Lauren Bushnell, from The Bachelor. He posted a photo with her dad with the caption, "Great day on the course with my potential future father-in-law."
Okay, potential. So yeah. May. What's her story, Lunchbox?
She was on The Bachelor, and she won. They got engaged.
With who?
Ben Higgins.
Oh, yeah.
And then they dated a while. They had their own reality show. Mm-hmm. And then they split up. And now she's with Chris Lane. And she is smoking hot. I think that's the one that was,
What's that mean?
I thought when we were at backstage at iHeart,
yeah.
I thought she kind of was digging you.
Oh, the girl?
Yeah.
Was she single then?
No.
Ben was there.
Ben was there.
But was there. I remember this.
I felt like she was kind of...
I don't remember this. I never feel like anyone's digging me
See,
ever.
See, and that right there makes me think that you could be The Bachelor.
She was barking up your tree.
Yeah.
With her fiancé right there.
Are you sure they were still together or were they just faking together?
They could have been faking.
Because they were filming their reality show, so they could have been faking, but...
She was nice to me. I don't think...
Yeah.
Nobody barks up this tree. If this is a tree...
Eddie, was she nice to you?
We all saw it. I didn't even talk to her.
She didn't look at me once.
They
didn't talk to me.
Yeah, she didn't talk to me.
There you go.
Whatever.
Was there an update on Bachelor anyway?
What do you mean?
Well, because we've been talking, I feel like it's been a hot topic, and so since it came up again,
I thought I'd ask. Being The Bachelor.
Yeah, because they were apparently wooing you.
Kind of. I mean, here's the update. This is all I'm going to say. So I spent the last 4 days or so shooting American Idol in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And all of ABC was there.
Yeah.
And there were definitely conversations about me being The Bachelor.
Whoa.
And?
That's all I'll say.
Okay.
But I promise you there were conversations about it. With the head, all the ABCs were there. Like, there was an actual serious conversation about it.
A, B, and C were there?
A, B, and C, and maybe parentheses D. You never know.
Yeah.
No, okay. But no, there's no update that I can say right now. But yeah, there were conversations. Morgan number two. Now is that it?
That's it. I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this. I don't know if the way they do that show exactly now, if I would find someone to be with. Mm-hmm. You know,
the way. Well, do you have a suggestion for how they could change it? How you could find?
Well,
someone?
Well, I wouldn't go in and just declare this must all be changed. But I just don't know if exactly as is. I'm choosing my words carefully here. If I could do that show and it would work for me like that.
It could be the most dramatic rose ceremony ever.
Every one of them would be.
Yeah.
Every one of them would be. Let me go over and talk to Donna in Virginia. Hey, Donna, you're on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Just freezing. That's all.
Yeah. You're in what part of Virginia?
I'm in the Harrisonburg, Central Virginia.
Man, we love it there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
We like the winter there. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes. What would you like to say?
Well, you know, I'm surprised, but I agree with Lunchbox about the babysitter.
You think even though he signed an agreement that says he should go and cover all work duties and that's part of his job, that the company should still pay for his babysitting?
Well, I believe it starts a conversation that it would be awesome as a benefit that companies provide.
Okay, and that you want a daycare in here too?
A lot of places do have daycare. But is another point I'll go to and be like, look, I'm not even asking you to pay for normal daycare, which a lot of companies provide already. So my babysitter is just a small little thing.
It would be nice if they did. It'd be nice if companies covered everything.
Yeah,
it'd be nice if they covered your gas to work. They don't. Why don't you ask for that? That's going to work.
I'm not worried. No, that's coming to my normal hours. On the other ones, I do.
What about at night when you have to drive in? Oh. Your normal hours according to your contract or anything they tell you to.
Ah. Not necessarily.
Just because you groan doesn't make it not true.
They can't work me for 24 hours. That's not in the contract.
Okay. Hey, Donna, thank you very much. We're anxious to see what happens when he goes to them and asks.
Thank you.
All right, see you later.
Glad America's on my side.
Mostly they're not. I just wanted to put one on that made you feel
that's
good.
That's nice of you.
Yeah. Hey, Megan in New York.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. I have a question for Eddie.
Go ahead.
Well, with this challenge coming up, recently you said that if, you know, when you guys were all asking what you'd do with $100 if somebody just gave it to you, you said you'd take everybody to the bar. So if you win today, are you going to take everybody to the bar?
I like that. Sure. I like that.
Are you committing to a yes that you're going to take this $100 if you win it and you're just going to take us all out?
Maybe? Well, I'll go to a bar as soon as we get off of work.
A bar?
That's what I said I would do if you gave me $100. So let's do it. I'm down with that.
Okay, Megan, you heard him. He's trying to find a way out of it. He's like, as soon as you get off work, oh no, the bars aren't open.
No, we'll find a bar that's open.
Megan, thank you for the question. Have a good morning. That's going to happen in 18 minutes, okay?
All right, great. Good luck, Eddie.
Thank you.
Eddie, good luck. 18 minutes away. Morgan number two is heading out with Eddie now.
We going?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Anything you want to say?
No, just pray for me.
Why would I pray for you, except to not get injured?
Well, yeah.
Not to actually make it.
Well, both. You know, like when football players go out on the field, I mean, they say a prayer.
They pray to not get injured.
Oh, I thought it was for winning.
Well, maybe they did secretly.
Just say a little prayer.
You don't
prayer.
Normally say, dear God, please let me win.
I think
only
it's,
to yourself.
I think it's included in the whole thing. All right,
there he goes. He's leaving the room. There he is.
Let's
Eddie,
do this.
Eddie. Okay,
do you really
so
think he's going to make it?
I think he's got a good shot.
Yeah.
Did it? Yeah, I think he's got a good shot. So he's got to run 2 miles, eat 12 donuts, run 2 more miles within an hour.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the eating the 12 donuts is going to take the longest.
Wish me luck, boys.
Yeah, he's walking out now.
Don't forget your donuts.
Oh. Morgan number two, I have those. Don't worry about that. Morgan number two, make sure he doesn't cheat. Can we stream it all on Facebook Live?
We're going to be on Facebook Live.
I don't cheat.
You know, we forgot to do is our get to know you question today.
Ooh, okay.
We'll come back to it. I'm going to get Eddie on the phone, though, so we can answer. Ariana Grande got a new tattoo. Do you see this?
I didn't. What'd she get?
Well, she got it on her hand, right? And so it was Japanese characters that were supposed to say 7 rings.
Oh, great. No way.
Yeah.
What does it say?
It says a small Japanese barbecue grill.
How could she's Ariana Grande. How does that get messed up?
It says Sirichin. I'm not sure how you say that, but what that is a small Japanese barbecue grill. So I saw her post it. Can I get that song 7 Rings? Because that's what this is about. After getting matching ink with Pete Davidson, you'd think she'd be more careful about her tattoos, the story says.
Yeah.
Remember she had to get all wiped off?
Yeah. And you would just think she has a lot of people to probably fact check things.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Can you confirm and you confirm and you confirm what this means?
She got a Japanese symbol inked on her hand. It's supposed to say seven rings for a new song. But after she posted a picture, someone said, hey, that actually says Shichirin, which is a small Japanese barbecue grill. She was like, yeah. Sorry.
So she's that fixed.
Isn't
okay.
that funny?
Yeah. I don't know how that happens to celebrities.
Do your kids listen to the song? New Ariana Grande?
I don't know. I to hear more.
These are a few of my favorite things. Did you get that tune in there?
Not yet. We'll probably be listening to it soon, though.
For sure.
Yeah. Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things. Been through some bad, I should be a savage. Who would've thought it turned me to a savage? Rather be tied up with calls and not strings. Write my own checks like I might wanna sing. Yeah. My wrist, stop watching.
There you go.
My neck.
Like that one or not?
I like it.
Yeah, yeah, because that's the favorite thing song. These are a few of my favorite things. Eddie.
Yeah.
8 minutes away from the run. You ready to go or no?
I mean, we're still driving. I think Morgan number two lives in Memphis. So.
Oh, cool, cool.
We're still driving. And then she's sitting here telling me, like, I don't think you're going to be able to do it. So, I mean, I was ready. Now I'm doubting myself.
Well, let's do, while we have you on the phone, a Get to Know the Bobby Bone Show. We haven't got to ours today. Let's do... What is your favorite Girl Scout cookie? All right. Amy, coming over to you.
Thin mint from the freezer.
Freezer thin mints.
Yes. I buy thin mints, put them in the freezer, and then that's when they're the best.
I'm going to go thin mint, too, because they're the ones that I binge.
Mm-hmm.
I can eat a whole sleeve of thin mints. Yeah, no problem. And I will if they're all there.
Wow.
Lunchbox?
I have to go with the Do-Si-Dos. They're the peanut butter sandwiches, the ones without the chocolate. It's just like a cracker on top, peanut butter in the middle, cracker on the bottom. Woo! Those are dynamite. Sit there with a glass of milk and just eat them all.
I don't even eat peanut butter. That does not sound good to me. Yeah. Eddie, what do you have?
Call me boring, but I'm going with shortbread.
Oh, come on.
Yeah!
Your favorite?
Trefoils. They are the best.
Your favorite of all?
I don't even know that I've ever had a shortbread.
They're good.
They're delicious.
Really?
But that's like going to my favorite chip. My favorite chip's a corn chip. Well, yeah, no crap. You like corn chips, but isn't that your favorite?
Yeah.
You like Doritos or Funyuns or...
Yeah, something.
All right. Eddie, you're 7 minutes away from the start of the run. You guys getting closer now?
No, we're still headed to Memphis.
All right, cool. Check in later.
Bye.
All right, there he is. Our producer, Eddie, who has to run 2 miles, eat 12 Krispy Kremes, then run 2 more miles, and if he does that within an hour, he wins $100 or $250 to charity.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I saw this on Reddit yesterday. This woman's running a marathon, and she's 7 miles into the marathon. She sees everybody dodging this little puppy that was in the road. So she stops and is like, hey, puppy, come here. The puppy was trembling. Looked like it hadn't eaten a while. So she picked it up and ran the last 19 miles of the marathon with it in her hand and then adopted the puppy.
19 miles?
Oh, yeah. And the whole time she's running with the puppy in her hand. And I'm going, does that puppy like that? You know, couldn't she hand it off to somebody? But the puppy looked like he was having a good time.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. I mean, that's basically all of the marathon with a puppy.
Running almost 20 miles carrying a dog was truly a challenge. It was 2 times more tiring than a normal marathon, but I did it anyway. I mean, and she's carrying it with her arm bent at her elbow, and she's just running with that puppy right there.
That's super cool.
And then she adopted the dog, too. So,
I love it.
Yeah, that's Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Kate in South Carolina, what's happening?
Hey, this is Kate. Yeah, so I have some advice for Eddie for the Krispy Kreme Challenge.
All right, Eddie is minutes away from running 2 miles, eating 12 Krispy Kreme donuts, and running 2 more miles within an hour. Go ahead.
Yes. So I've done it 3 times now.
Wow.
It's
why? Wait, hold on.
Yeah, why?
Why have you done this 3 times?
So it's a tradition at NC State University in North Carolina. And so basically there's the races every year in February.
Okay.
And so, yes, I've endured the torture 3 times. But I have some tips for Eddie so he can get through it. Hopefully he chooses the charity money, but if you guys go to the bar afterwards, that's okay too. So basically you have to dip the donuts in water and get all the sugar off, and then squish three or four together and eat it like one. So you're only eating like three or four donuts.
That sounds disgusting. Oh, like I want to at least enjoy the donuts.
At least the first few. All right, we'll pass that along to him. Hey, thanks, Kate. Eddie's on. Eddie.
That sounds terrible.
Right?
Yeah, that just...
Like you might vomit from
that.
Yeah,
you're right. Ugh. I want to enjoy the donuts. I'm going to eat 12 of them.
It sounds like you're inside.
I am. I'm here. And you know what? There's people working out here. I'm not alone, guys.
Okay, can we launch the stream?
Yes.
On our Morgan Facebook page?
They want to launch the stream. Okay, she's doing it.
Start warming up. We're going to come back over to you in like one
All
minute
right.
or so, okay?
Okay.
All right, there he is. Our producer Eddie about to take part in the challenge. That eating those donuts grow in water?
Yeah, no, that sounds disgusting.
You see the KFC sandwich they're doing?
Yeah, which actually kind of sounds pretty good, and I don't eat this way, but they're testing at least a Cheeto sandwich.
Which sounds so good.
Mm-hmm. It's a fried chicken patty with mayonnaise, a special Cheeto sauce, and then a handful of crunchy Cheetos on a toasted bun.
All that except the mayonnaise sounds great. I love Cheetos, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds... How much is that? Do they know yet?
Oh, no. I mean, it's right now, it's at locations in North Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia. And then if it does well in those test markets, they'll roll it out nationwide.
You can also buy a pickle bouquet for Valentine's Day.
Ugh. I cannot eat
pickles.
That's
way better than an edible arrangement.
Yeah, well,
in my opinion.
Yeah,
I get that edible arrangement. I eat like two things, and I don't know what to do with the rest of it. It won't even fit in your refrigerator.
Oh. Well, you can take the fruit off
Who
and put it in a baggie.
Who would do that? Then it's not even an arrangement.
Oh, that pickle. I can't even look at pickles. Sixth grade pep squad, threw up a pickle, can't have pickles.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
no.
Oh, I love pickles.
I cheered too hard and then got in the car and threw up a pickle.
Grillo's Pickles, a Boston-based pickle company, created a one-of-a-kind pickle bouquet. That looks pretty good.
No.
A variety of pickles.
There's even like pickled
long
carrots.
Short. Now I'm into it. You can make the entire bouquet for under $30. Anyway, speaking of Boston, Eddie and I, our band, The Raging Idiots, we're coming out of retirement to play on St. Patrick's Day. And there are some tickets left, a few tickets left, at RagingIdiots.com. Love for you to come. We're bringing Lauren Jenkins, who was on the show yesterday. So The Raging Idiots playing in Boston with our station up there on Sunday, which is St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. RagingIdiots.com to get your tickets. Love to see you guys. Do you want to know why 2019 is the year of best fiends? Well, listen up. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. And like most people I know, finding things that make you happy is the secret to having a great year. That's why you should play Best Fiends. It's an amazing mobile game that will let you do just that. Have a ton of fun. Best Fiends is the 5-star rated mobile game with thousands of challenging, fun puzzles, tons of characters to collect. Our listeners have been obsessed with Best Fiends for over a year now, and I don't think it gets old. Having to think through each puzzle is very satisfying when you get it. And the best part is that everything's always different. It's fun to solve. It feels so good every time you beat that level, and there are even leaderboards in the game. So if you share it with your friends and family, you can always see how everyone's doing, and of course, make sure that you're ahead. Best Fiends can have some intense competition between friends and family, but it's all good fun, right? Take the Best Fiends Challenge now. All you have to do is download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, about to go check in with producer Eddie and get this started. It is almost time. Eddie, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm on the treadmill. I'm ready.
Okay. We're going to put the phone on the treadmill to make sure it says 000 on the mileage.
Okay.
It can't even say 0.1. Everybody, we're down with that?
Yeah, down.
Yes. Okay. Morgan, too. They want proof over here.
So you can watch it on our Bobby Bones Show Facebook page. Eddie has 1 hour. I'm getting it ready. Eddie has 1 hour to, let me know when you get confirmation visually, run 2 miles, eat 12 donuts, and run 2 more miles within an hour. You guys watching the stream?
Yep. He's wearing a tank top.
Yeah, I am.
An Olympic tank top. You're such an Olympian, Eddie.
Do you guys
see
the treadmill? Are they showing it yet?
Yeah.
Okay, they're clear. 0000.
Yep.
All right, Eddie, are you ready?
All right, I'm ready, Bones.
You will have until 2 after the next hour.
Okay.
And 3, 2, 1, go.
Let's go. Turning that speed up. Uh-oh, I'm yelling. Everyone's looking at me like, what is this guy yelling? Okay, here we go.
What number are you running on? What pace?
Right now I'm at 10.
Wow.
What, 10?
You're gonna,
you are
no,
so
stop.
Ambitious.
Stop. Slow down.
Oh, my gosh.
10?
Feels good.
You're going to burn out.
Okay, maybe 10's a little fast. Hold it.
All right, we'll come back to you, Eddie.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
All right, there he is. Eddie's got 59 minutes to run 2 miles, eat 12 donuts, run 2 miles. What an idiot.
Yeah, yes, you need to put it at like six.
Yeah, to start at least. Amy, over to you now.
The morning corny.
What do you call a cuddly barnyard bird?
What do you call a cuddly barnyard bird?
A chicken hugget.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right.
That was the morning corny.
Let's do a live listen in to producer Eddie right now. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good.
Okay, we'll come back. There you have it.
He's dying.
It's up on our Facebook feed right now. I think Eddie's having trouble with the treadmill right now. I'm watching him on our Facebook feed. Hey, who's there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's happening?
Well, I had my shoe came untied, so I had to stop and tie it up again, which, like, I lost a whole minute for doing that.
Where are you now on the mileage?
I'm at half a mile.
Okay.
0.52.
0.52?
Yeah.
Okay, you can put the phone down. So Eddie is running 2 miles, going to eat 12 donuts, and he's going to run 2 more miles. That's the challenge this morning. Lunchbox, can you do it?
No chance. Listen, he struggled with a mile when we had a race a few months back, and he was dead after 1 mile. If he has to run a 10-minute mile and he can barely do 1 mile at that pace, he's not going to be able to do 4 miles at that pace.
Okay. Eddie's running right now in his Olympic tank top, his beanie. He's got 2 miles, 12 donuts, then 2 miles in an hour. All right, our producer Eddie's running on a treadmill right now. He's got 2 miles to run, 12 donuts to eat, and 2 more miles to run, and he has about 50 minutes left. Eddie, are you there, buddy?
I'm here, Bone.
I was watching you on the stream say you wanted to call out the haters.
No, no, no. I wanted to shut them out of my head.
Oh, you wanted to shut out the haters.
Yeah. I'm listening to Lunchbox talk about he's not going to do it. So I'm like, I got to shut all that out because I'm thinking about that. It's not good.
And where are you right now?
1 mile.
Oh, you're... Wow, come on. He's at 1 mile right now.
Pretty good.
It's up on the stream. Lunchbox looks like he doesn't believe it.
There it is, right there.
Yeah,
it says, well, no, you're a bit behind.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's about 30 seconds behind. So our producer Eddie has finished 1 mile.
He sounds dead.
How are you feeling physically?
I'm tired. I'm cramping already.
Okay, get back to it. Stop talking to us then. Get focused,
okay.
All right?
Okay, all right.
We'll check back in about 5 minutes here. I think he might have just fallen off the treadmill. Our video producer, Eddie, wanted to go and do the Krispy Kreme challenge this morning, make a little money. So the goal was to run 2 miles, eat 12 donuts, and then run 2 more miles. And he started 16 minutes ago. You can hear him now. He's running. Eddie?
Yeah.
I'm watching you on our Facebook live stream. You do not look good, my friend.
What do you mean? What do you mean I don't look good?
Maybe struggling a little bit.
Yeah, a little struggle.
Well, I'm trying to really hit this 2 mile mark fast. Do you have a time on me? I'm showing 16 minutes. What do you show?
I have 16 minutes right now.
Okay, good. That's good. I'm at 1.86.
Okay.
Oh, so you're almost done.
Go ahead and finish that, then we'll check back in a minute when you hit 2 and you start eating the dozen donuts.
Perfect.
All right, bye. Eddie's eating the donuts right now. Eddie, can you hear me or no? You there, buddy?
Yeah, man. I'm on my third donut right now.
The donuts are much easier to eat than the running or what?
Oh, this is the best part.
It's way more fun.
Eddie had 2 miles. What'd you finish the 2 miles in?
Oh, 17 minutes.
17 minutes? Oh, that's not so bad. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty close to 9 minutes a mile. And okay, so you do that, and how many donuts do you have? I'm watching you on the stream. You look disgusting. You're covered in donut all over your face, and you're sweaty and gross.
I feel good, man.
Okay.
He's ahead of pace. I thought he was going to take about 11 minutes a mile and it was going to be a real struggle.
Well,
but right
this next mile.
Now, this is where it's going to get interesting.
Yeah.
The first 3 donuts going down good. The last 4 donuts and the next, I mean, oh, God, he does look disgusting.
Eddie!
He looks pale.
You look like you just ran 10 miles.
Okay, let me say this. Our producer, Eddie, has run 2 miles. Now he's in the middle of eating 12 donuts. How many donuts have you had, Eddie?
4.
He's had 4. You got 8 donuts to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have 2 more miles to run to make $100.
Yeah, baby.
All right, you keep going, buddy. I don't want to hold you up.
Now I'm craving a donut.
I know, me too.
Thanks.
I want a Krispy Kreme.
Oh.
Let's go to Shelby in Tennessee. Hi, Shelby.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
I am reading Bare Bones.
Oh, yeah, my first book. Thank you very much.
Yes, I love it.
And what do you think about it?
It's really good, and I knew a lot about you from the show, but it goes into more depth a little bit.
Oh, yeah? Anything stick out that you can tell our listeners?
That Bobby grew up poor, and he has completely done a 360.
Oh, well, there you have it.
I think a 180?
Yeah, well.
180? Okay,
don't be that person, Amy.
Yeah, Amy, come on.
We got it.
Oh, I didn't know.
Don't be that person.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I feel really bad. I'm not trying to be that person, but I didn't know if I was confused at, like, what a 360.
Well,
like,
you're right.
If you had done a 360.
You're right. 360 means you go back.
Okay, maybe I was confused, Amy, but thank you.
Amy,
no,
don't be that person.
I'm sorry.
Amy, she was trying to be nice.
She was trying to be nice.
But I wasn't trying to be rude. I was trying to be nice, or I was trying to understand if there was a new meaning for 360.
Shelby, anything else you'd like to say?
I'm at the part where Amy and Lunchbox never got along. Is their relationship different now?
It is different now, yes. They did not get along at all when this show first started. Listen, this whole show is just my friends I hired. I didn't go hire radio people from other radio stations. And so I wanted to have a show that was, like, naturally a bunch of friends hanging out. And so when that happens, sometimes people fight because they're not paid radio people. So, yeah,
right.
It's in the book. Well, I appreciate you calling. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. There you go. All right. Let's go check in real quick with Eddie one more time. Eddie's eating donuts. Eddie, how are you, bud?
Eddie, here's Bobby.
There's Morgan number two. We can talk to Morgan number two. Hey, Morgan number two.
What's up, dude?
You don't feel good?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just halfway through the donuts, and I stopped for some water because I'm getting hard right now.
Okay,
water?
You're at 23 minutes into the competition. You have a, 46 and a half or so? No, 36 and a half or so?
I wouldn't chug that water like that.
You can watch Eddie on the live stream. Yeah, Lunchbox wants him to chug. What are you rooting for, Lunchbox? Did he make it or doesn't?
No, I don't want him to make it. I want him to be able to laugh at him when he eats all the donuts and comes up about half a mile short. Then it's hilarious.
You're rooting for 2 miles, 12 donuts, and then a mile and a half.
Yeah.
What'd you buy your son that you want to take back?
This police truck.
Whatever.
Super cool little thing, but it has sirens, and I didn't know when I bought it for him that it had sirens. So it goes off all the time, and it's the most annoying thing ever, and he always wants to play with it, which is great. He loves police, so I thought this was a perfect gift, but really, honestly, I didn't know it made noise.
So what's your question now?
So my question is either I need to find a way to get rid of the noise.
Why don't you just take out the spray to break the sound out?
Because he'll know. Then he'll be like, Mom, I just need the truck to disappear or the noise to stop. And he'll listen to me if we say, hey, buddy, can you turn the siren off? But, I mean, it just every day, he doesn't always have it off. And it's the loudest, most piercing. Like, sometimes I'm like, there's a real emergency somewhere. But no, it's his little teeny tiny toy truck. And I just have present regret. But I got it for him in his stocking at Christmas. And he got,
it's
like,
that small.
Yes, but it's the loudest thing you've ever heard. And I just think, I mean, he got other gifts for Christmas, but this might be the favorite thing that he got.
It's like getting someone an awesome video game, but they play the box.
Yeah. And then you're like, well, why are you so obsessed with this? So I know if it disappears. I just didn't know if other people had cases where, something just goes missing. Oopsie.
You can call us. You can give Amy a little mom help here. 877-77-BOBBY. Something like this happened with you, if so, call us. 877-77-BOBBY.
And I'm the one that bought it, so I'm such a bonehead. But I didn't know.
Are you the bonehead story of the week? Lunchbox, I think she's ready for it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the week.
Here we go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Nashville, Tennessee. There was a loving mother named Amy that wanted to get her son something awesome for Christmas.
There you go.
So she bought him a toy truck that makes siren noises. Rear, rear, rear. It drives her nuts, and now she wants to get rid of the truck.
Mm.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
All right. Thank you, Lunchbox.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
There you have it.
Amy, if you leave it on your front porch, I can make it disappear.
He's like the mob.
Okay,
just
thank
like,
you.
You know, just leave it out there and I'll swing on by.
Okay, so you guys can call on that. 877-77-BOBBY. We're checking in with our producer, Eddie, in just a minute. I'm watching him on the live stream right now. He had to run 2 miles, eat 12 donuts, and then run 2 miles. And we are about 37 minutes into it. It's a Krispy Kreme challenge. He's got, just about 23 minutes left. And we'll see if he can do it. He's walking now, but I'm not sure where he is. Sheena in Georgia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, what's happening? Tell me what you think about this. Amy bought a toy for her kid, but it's way too loud.
Okay, well, a trick I learned, my oldest is 16, and if you turn one of the batteries around in it, you'll have a few days before they realize that the battery's turned around.
So switch one of the batteries. It won't work. It won't look broken, and it'll give you a few days.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right.
You guys sound evil. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I like
my
that.
My mom loves to give my kids noise-making toys for Christmas. So I'd always take and switch one of the batteries around, and I usually had a couple of days before they realized the battery was the wrong way.
There you okay. go. There's a toy hack right there. Thank you very much, Sheena. Have a good day. Hey, Christina and Austin, you're on.
Hey, all you need to do is put a piece of duct tape over the speaker holes, and he'll still be able to hear it, but it won't be so loud.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
But will he like it if there's a duct tape piece over the speaker? I wouldn't. You duct tape my
yeah,
speaker.
I'd probably remove it. But I'll tell him, oh, here's what I could tell him.
Go ahead.
But then it's just another lie. But I could say, if you remove the duct tape, the truck is going to fall apart.
That's a lie. What if you told him, like, most police officers put the duct tape over theirs unless it's a big crime? And only them have, like, big crimes at a certain point.
Yeah, like when mom's not home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all... All right, you can keep calling us with that.
Okay.
Eddie is running. We'll go check in with him now. Eddie had... Oh, he's getting the phone handed to him. Eddie?
Fine.
Are you there, buddy?
Hello. I'm here.
So we started 39 minutes ago, right?
Okay. Yeah, 39 minutes.
He ran 2 miles. Then you ate all 12 donuts, correct?
Correct.
How'd that feel?
It was harder than I thought. The first 6 donuts, nice, enjoyable. The last half, very hard. Very difficult to keep down.
So you've had 12 donuts. You're on the treadmill. You have 2 more miles to run. Where are you now?
I'm at 0.78 of a mile.
All right. He's got basically 1.2 miles left to run in roughly 19 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to start walking here in a minute because I need... The more I run, the more I feel like these donuts are going to come back up.
How does your body feel?
Not bad. Cramping up a little bit. My stomach doesn't feel as full as I thought it was going to be, so that's good.
Are there people in the gym other than you?
No, I cleared them all out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were not having this.
Okay, we'll check back in with you in a minute, all right, bud?
All right.
All right, there he is, producer Eddie, trying to win that $100 this morning. Bigger than the Super Bowl, folks.
He's going too fast.
Like, you're watching him?
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm worried he's going to make it.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this is pretty cool. There's an orthodontist who's helping local Girl Scout troops that come into his office to sell cookies. Anytime they come in, he guarantees he's going to buy 24 boxes of cookies from any troop that walks through the door. And then what he does with those cookies is super cool. He donates them to first responders in the area. So totaling $2,880 in cookie sales just last year from this one orthodontist. So if I was a Girl Scout cookie troop in this area,
put a mustache on and go back twice.
Spokane, Washington.
Yeah.
Go sell him some cookies. Because yeah. He's buying them up and then donating them to people.
Then go put a fake mustache on and go back in again and be like, I haven't been here yet.
Yeah.
Different that bit Lunchbox does?
Yes. Yeah. You should do it.
No, you shouldn't do it, but yes. All right.
Okay. That's my tell me something
right,
good.
Thank you. Let's go check in with Eddie now. Eddie, he had two.
Hey, Bon.
I'm watching you on the stream right now. You had 2 miles, and then you had 12 donuts, and now you're on your second 2 miles. And right now, you have about 8.5 minutes left. Where are you?
I'm at 1.63.
Oh, you got this then,
yeah.
Huh?
But I'm walking. I mean, do I have to walk, you think? Or do I have to run?
You can do whatever you want. As long as you finish both within an hour, you have completed the Krispy Kreme challenge.
Picture the moms at the mall. Like, that's what I'm doing. You know, the ones that walk fast with their hands up?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to just get it that way because every time I jog, my stomach just starts hurting and I feel like it's trouble.
Okay, well, you have plenty of time. As long as you don't fall down, you have 6 minutes here.
Okay, and well, my thighs hurt. They're cramping up too, and then somehow I've gotten plantar fasciitis on my right foot, I guess. That hurt.
All right, Eddie's getting close to finishing and winning $100 or $250 to charity, and we'll find out what you're going to do with that money after you finish, if you finish.
That's correct.
All right, bud. We'll check back in a minute. Right. There he is. We're talking about Amy. She bought her son a toy. The noise is way too loud. It's a police car.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what do I do now? Because I don't like it. I want to get
Sirens.
Rid of it. Hey,
yeah.
Diana and Austin.
Hi.
What would you like to say for Amy?
I think that she should get like a new one, maybe one that's bigger and more cool looking, but that doesn't make the sound. So he'd still be interested in it, but she wouldn't have to deal with the annoying sound.
That's a pretty cool idea.
Ooh, yeah.
You go get like a cool baller police car, but it doesn't go, ooh.
Doesn't make noise. That's a really good idea.
Would you be into that?
I think so. If it was bigger and cooler and I really made it seem awesome, because he does, that's the thing. He loves the sirens. That's what, that's what does it for this teeny tiny little truck that he has. It literally fit in his Christmas stocking with tons of other things. That's how small it is. It's just so loud and annoying. So maybe if I just say, here's a bigger, more awesome one.
Diana, that's good. Thank you. Maybe you can get a police officer to sign it, like autograph it too. And be like, and a police officer autograph the big one.
Can you sign it?
No, I'm not a police officer, but I bet you one would do that for you.
Okay.
Let's go to Katie. Katie in Louisiana, you're on.
Hi, good morning.
What's happening?
Oh, another day in paradise down here.
Well, you heard Amy's story. What do you think?
So my husband and I are foster parents. So we've had kids of all ages, of all backgrounds. And typically they come in and the loudest, most obnoxious toys are their favorites. So what we started doing is certain toys are only allowed in their room and they can be as loud and obnoxious with them as they want. And it works like a charm every time.
In their room only though?
Yes.
What would your son say to that?
He doesn't really play in his room by himself, guess maybe I could. But then I'd have to shut the door. I feel so bad for him. He'd just be in his room by himself, like playing police.
That's what I do now. Katie, thank you. Let's do one more. Donna in Louisiana, you're on the Bobby Bone Show.
Hey, my suggestion was maybe let it fall in the water.
Oh.
Accidentally?
I've done that.
Finger quotes?
I've done that to my kids a couple times. My siblings and I used to see who could get the nieces and nephews the loudest toys.
It was kind of like a joke toward the other people.
Like a war.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, just suggest, hey, you want to bring it to the bathtub with you? And as you're running the water, you know, let it fall in the water.
That's so dirty. That's so dirty.
Yes.
And then it doesn't work, but it's still, you know, very playable and you can still use it. It just doesn't make the noise.
Donna, you're a bad influence on Amy.
That's actually a really good idea.
It's funny, but you're a bad influence. Yeah. Hey, Donna, thank you for calling. Where are you in Louisiana?
Monroe.
Oh, you summer down there. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's not summer right now at all, but I'm sure tomorrow it'll probably be in the 70s.
Well, thank you, Donna. Have a great day. I went out this morning and my doors were frozen. My door handles.
On your car?
Yep.
Oh.
Couldn't get them. So what do you do?
Pour water over them?
Yeah, that's what I did. Hot water. And finally they melted off.
Yeah. Are you supposed to put hot water on the windshield?
No.
It could crack. Okay.
That's the urban legend. Like,
I didn't know if something could happen to your door handle, but
I was watching CNN yesterday and they were taking hot water. They were in Chicago, which, by the way, shout out to our Chicago listeners because you guys got it right now. But they were taking hot water and throwing it into the air and just go,
and it was freezing?
It just evaporate.
Oh, evaporate.
It was like, it wouldn't land. It would just turn into like snow.
Oh, wow.
And fall down.
So awesome. I have a friend in Iowa that was doing that because she's from Texas and she moved up there and her and her husband were out in the, and it would just disappear.
Wow.
So cool.
All right, let's check in with Eddie. Eddie?
Both. Home stretch, baby.
What hour are you at?
1.94.
0.6 miles. I'm watching you on the Facebook Live. You have about 3 minutes to finish.
I'm ramping up the speed. I'm going to put that little clippy thing on me just in case I fall off.
So it stops the treadmill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to clip it to your shirt. Eddie is.
Yeah.
Started the morning, and you ran.
Okay.
He ran
6.9.
He ran 2 miles. Then he ate 12 donuts. Now he's finishing his second 2 mile run. He has a minute 45 seconds to finish.
1.99. 2 miles, baby.
He did it, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Sweet victory.
Wow.
You did it, Eddie.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Speech.
No one do this. Like, this is the worst feeling I've ever had.
Eddie, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, Bones. Look, I love donuts, but really, it's not good.
Lunchbox?
I'm just going to say you took it too easy on him.
No, I did not. The rules were all stated. Eddie won. He is the winner. Do you know this song?
I don't know.
You don't watch SpongeBob? Mm-hmm. Sweet Victory?
No.
I think Maroon 5 is going to play this in the halftime football show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where is it? All right, we're going to play this. Eddie, come back and we'll find out what you're going to do with your money.
Wow. Oh.
What?
If he's going to take the money for himself or charity?
If he's going to take $100 for himself or $250 for charity.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
All right, he completed it. He did the Krispy Kreme Challenge. He's the man. Our video producer, Eddie, ran 2 miles, ate 12 donuts, ran 2 more miles in 58 minutes, 11 seconds.
Dang.
How do you feel?
Dang, I just can't stop burping.
All right, there he is. Come on, give him a clap. Clap your hands for our guy.
He did it.
Our champion right here. He's our champion. Now, Eddie, you have the choice.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to think about this for a second. You can have $100 for you, cash, right?
Yeah.
$100.
So,
wait. Let me talk it out.
Okay.
I want you to hear what I have to say. $100 to go and, you know, spend at your disposal. You know, just whatever you want. Have a good time. Or $250 to the charity of your choice. Which means you don't get the $100, so you can't go have a good time. But it really can help somebody. You can pick the charity. It has to be a legit charity. It can't be the Eddie Foundation.
Right. Not Eddie's Kids Foundation?
It can't be eddieskids.com Foundation, no. So, the choice is yours, $100 for you or $250 for charity. Let's go around the room first. What do we think Eddie's going to do, Amy?
He's going to do $100 for himself.
Lunchbox.
Eddie and charity, they don't go in the same sentence.
What do you think?
Raymundo in the glass room.
Yeah, he's for sure going to keep it himself and gamble it on the Super Bowl.
Wow. Oh, good point.
Double that money.
Yeah. They think you're going to keep it and gamble on the Super Bowl.
And he'll say if he wins, he'll donate a little bit.
But he won't, though. Hey, let's go to Mike D, who writes all the games right on the show. Mike D, what's he going to do?
He's going to keep it.
Wow, Eddie, 4 for 4.
Bobby?
Bobby, what do you think?
Hey, is Morgan number 2 with you?
Yes.
Then put her on.
Hello?
What's he going to do? Is he going to keep the money, or is he going to donate double and a half? Oh.
He's totally keeping it. After all that hard work he just put in, no way.
5 for 5. You know what? Eddie's my guy. He is my guy. And I always feel like my people know if you're coming to the crossroads, and one of them is the selfish road, and one of them is the do unto others road, I always feel like my people do unto others. I hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to preach that. I try to show that. So I'm going to say that Eddie's going to keep it, too.
Yeah.
There he is. You were trying to get into my head. I see what you were doing, Bo.
Eddie, it's your choice. You have $100 for you or $250 for charity. What's it going to be, my friend?
Look, last night I started doing some research.
Good.
And I was like, how do I do this? Let me get some tips online from people who have done this in the past. And I read about this event going down in Raleigh Saturday. It's the actual Krispy Kreme Donut Challenge. It's happening in Raleigh. So I'm like, why not donate to what they're donating to? It's the Children's Home and University of North Carolina Children's Hospital. Like, boom. Give $250 to them. Forget it. I don't need the money, Bones.
He's donating it. Are you
what?
Saying right now?
Wait, Eddie,
I don't
I'm
need
shocked.
It.
My guy's coming through right
hold
now.
On, hold on.
Eddie, I don't need it.
I was planning on a trip to the bar after work today. What are you doing?
That's kind of what changed my mind a little bit. Do I really want to spend it on Ray and Lunchbox at the bar or the Children's Hospital at the University of North Carolina? Get out of here.
So you are officially donating it to the Children's Hospital of North Carolina.
Yes, come
ladies
on.
Ladies and gentlemen, there
wow.
he is. Come on. Look at that.
Go, Eddie.
You let us and down then, twice.
No,
and
that's
then
good.
If anyone's listening in Raleigh, go do it yourself. Dude, this is not that was not easy. Mm. And then they're going to have to do it in the cold.
Look at this guy. What? Are you showering before you come back or no?
No. I'm going straight to work, Bones. There's work to be done.
Oh, great. Okay, come on back.
Okay.
All right. Look at this guy. Donating the
that's
money.
Awesome.
Come on. 3 cheers for Eddie. Hip, hip.
Hooray.
You guys are not excited
I did it.
About this.
Do it again.
I did it.
I did it? I the third one is the loudest. You got to build
I'm
up to it.
I'm happy about
come
it.
Come on.
A bunch of haters
is right. Eddie, I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thanks, Bones.
All right. There he is. There's a betting prop on the Super Bowl. Will Maroon 5 played this song?
So, why did people
Well,
care?
They shut down the press conference. They were going to have let the press come watch, and they shut it down. They said, we're not letting anyone watch it anymore. So, I don't know. The video is so... This performance on SpongeBob is so funny. It's like half...
No, I don't know.
It's just funny that... They petitioned this, and now Maroon 5 probably will play Sweet Victory from SpongeBob at the Super Bowl halftime show. It may start with it. So doctors apparently only listen to their patients for about 11 seconds whenever you go in.
Why? Why so short?
They say that patients don't know what talking about for the most part. Like, they can usually tell immediately what's wrong.
Oh.
The study says that on average, our doctors listen to us for about 11 seconds before they interrupt. Your thoughts?
Man, I feel like I like to be detailed about what I'm feeling, why I feel that way, and everything that's going on, so
boy,
I can fully understand.
You talk a lot, though.
they need to know the full picture.
Yeah.
Right? 11 seconds and they're already tuning me out?
Don't you think, and listen, I'm not a doctor, but don't you think they kind of, within your first few things that you say, know kind of where you're going?
Sure. But I just have a lot more to say than 11 seconds.
Lunchbox?
I think that they pay attention a little bit more to me because I'm a celebrity, so they want to make sure they get it right. So I feel like I have their attention a little bit longer than 11 seconds. But yeah. The normal person, I could see them blowing them off like, oh, here comes this annoying lady again.
But do you think it's blowing them off, or do you think they kind of just know?
They probably hear the same symptoms over and over again.
Yeah.
And they're going to do the same test no matter what. So they're like, okay, just be quiet. Let me do my job.
But you listen to that Dr. Death podcast and it scares you, right?
Oh, for sure. Like, it makes me want to question everything. Like, if I ever have to go in for any kind of surgery, I want to know that surgeon's full history. How many people have died on the operating table with him? How many people have been left paralyzed because of him? How many people have had so much as a, I don't even know what, after him?
You like, know what's, we think doctors are like angels, right?
Yes.
But I have multiple friends that are different doctors in different areas. And they're just like us.
Yeah. Yeah,
they have bad days and they have to go to surgery when they're having a bad day or if they're feeling kind of sick.
Yeah, the guy I trust is my family doctor for my entire family. Like sometimes I'm like, can't believe. I mean, I've known him his entire life and I know how he used
like
to
you
be,
knew him as
how
a kid.
He is. I knew him as a kid,
yeah.
And I'm like, can't believe I trust him with our health. But I do trust him.
I have friends that are pilots
mm-hmm.
that were nuts in college.
Yeah,
and I've said before, if I walked up and saw them in the plane, I'd be like, I don't know about this. And they fly commercial airlines.
Yeah.
But yeah, doctors listen for about 11 seconds. There's a new podcast up with Amy. It's Four Things with Amy Brown. What are you talking about this week on your podcast, Amy?
Go into detail about face shaving. I have my
face shaving on.
Yeah, shaving your face if you're a girl because it's a real thing. And how important it is to eat dinner around the table if you can.
While shaving your face?
No, but that's just another thing that we talk about. Even if you don't have like a family, find people to gather around the table with and eat.
At dinner? I don't have family.
Exactly. So what
Who's
we need to do...
Who's going to call somebody and be like, hey,
yes,
come over and have dinner with me?
We need to be more intentional about inviting you over and you need to be more intentional about accepting it.
Who has time for that?
You eat dinner. I saw you eating dinner last night alone on FaceTime.
I thought we were talking to each other. It was late and I was just trying to... Yeah. I do eat dinner alone on FaceTime often.
But it'll be good for your soul if you gather around the table, like, maybe once a week with others.
Four Things with Amy Brown.
Yeah.
That women face shaving is always a...
It's disgusting.
It's fascinating.
It's always a weird topic. Like, I'm good. Good. I'm good with it. Do what you want to do, right? Look good. Feel good.
Well,
feel
I used
good.
To be so embarrassed by it, but now I'm like, whatever. Every woman needs to be doing this.
I just don't want to see it.
Neither does my husband.
Yeah, I don't want to walk in and you get a full face of Barbasol.
That's not how it is, and we talk about that in the podcast. No. You don't shave like a man. It's just to, like, scrape off the peach fuzz.
Okay. There are things I don't... Let me tell you what scares me about getting married. A couple things. What? I've never been married. 38 years old, never been married. Never been engaged. Never had anyone live with me. Like, I'm like a 20-year-old when it comes to relationships. I don't want to see someone I'm dating or married to use the bathroom.
You don't have to.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't see my wife...
Yeah.
Never.
Why would you have
Never.
To?
Never.
Because everybody's like, well, that's part of being married.
What's the other things?
Like sharing all the, like, the joining all the accounts.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that either.
You can't. Yes, you should do that.
I will do that.
No.
It's so weird to me that Lunchbox and his wife don't have that.
I absolutely will do that.
But
again,
it's fine.
It's so odd for me. Because again, I grew up poor and I've worked hard. And
you want to share.
I do want to share, but that's weird because I've never had anybody come in like that before. I've never made live with me.
Yeah. Especially, I think if they had come in, you know, even 5 years ago, it'd be way different than it is now. Way different.
Because like your boy's done good.
Yeah, there's no way you're sharing that bank account. No way can you combine bank accounts.
I absolutely will.
You have to have a secret account, though, where you keep most of your money then.
What?
No. I'm ready, listen, and I'm ready. Like, I'm ready to go. But I just haven't found that person to do it with. But that's going to be weird for me.
Oh, you're crazy. You are crazy if you are going to give someone access to all that cha-ching.
Not access, but what about theirs? I get theirs.
Yeah, but they don't have the cha-ching. You don't need their cha-ching.
I don't know who he's going to end up with.
I have no idea.
Okay.
And you don't know
if
that
you're
she's
marry
just
going
to...
Oprah, okay, I get it.
I get to marry Oprah? But that would be awesome.
I bet she doesn't have a joint account.
Well,
no way.
Those
no
are the
way.
Weird things for me. It's like the bathroom stuff and then the accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
and then they're just having to spend all that time together.
I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night and I'm like, this sucks.
Okay.
And I'm like, sometimes I just go, man, I'm so lonely. But sometimes I'm like, because I travel so much with work that I probably...
That you'd probably get that alone time.
Yeah, that I would be need. Like, it'd be okay because I'm gone all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'd have to switch that or she'd have to come on the road with you.
Probably at first.
She'd be a traveling
then,
no, wife.
You want some time alone.
Well, she's going to, trust me, whoever Bobby marries is going to have her own stuff going on.
Someone asked me the other day, like, what do you want? What is your type? What would I answer that? How would I answer that?
You want someone that has a work ethic similar to yours, I think, like hardworking, but, and not very needy.
Oh, yeah, no needy.
You don't have time for that.
I don't have time for anybody being needy.
Someone that's active and into, you know, exercise, working out, eating right. Y'all will have that in common for sure.
Just write that down for me and I'll just hand that out as a card. Mm-hmm. You're like, what are you looking for? I'll just give them that right there.
Yeah,
right.
She can't have too much going on with her family,
what
stuff
do you
like
mean?
That. I just feel like maybe you want someone that doesn't have a lot going on with her family.
What do you mean?
Because then you'll have to go do lots of family things
that.
With her. You
that,
don't?
No, that'd be good for me. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, I would never penalize someone for their family. People have penalized me for my family my whole life. There he is, walking back in the room. Eddie.
Hey.
Feel bad?
Ooh, man, that ride back was bad.
You look disgusting.
You
do
look
I?
Gross.
Yeah, you look gross. Yes.
I feel gross.
All right, we'll come back. Eddie's back in the studio after winning the Krispy Kreme challenge. And, you look bad, dude.
I needed to hit the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Go change your shirt off.
Why are you so sweaty?
Okay, we'll come back. Hold on. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. I do a show from my house called The Bobby Cast. There'll be a new episode uploaded tonight. Joy Williams, who you may know from the Civil Wars back in the day. Just close your eyes. And now she has some new stuff out. I'm a huge fan. Come on back to the front. So she'll be coming by. They won like tons of Grammys.
I didn't know they broke up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to get to talk to her. That's cool.
Yeah, she's coming to the house. So search and subscribe to the Bobby Cast. There's some good ones up there, too. Hey, I'm going to give Lunchbox a hint tomorrow morning about a surprise. Do you want one now?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't guess now, but I'll give you a hint. You can sit on until tomorrow.
Okay. That'll help me maybe hypothesize.
Okay.
That's a good word.
Ready?
Yep.
I got a bunch of hints here. I'm just looking at which one. Eddie doesn't know either.
I have no idea.
I feel like whispering in your ear what it is.
No, that is not fair. Do not do that.
I mean, that'd be nice. I'd like
Eddie,
that.
Eddie, you stop.
Come here, Eddie.
What?
So I'm talking about Bones.
Why do you always
gosh.
Do
that?
Oh, I hate this. About. Say it into the mic, dude.
I'm going to tell you, but come do on. Not tell him.
I will not.
Eddie.
Promise.
Eddie.
Here's what's happening with this on this show. So I told Lunchbox. Man, a month ago or so ago, I was like, I think there's something going on, and you're going to freak out more than anybody. And Amy and I are involved, but we think Lunchbox is going to be the one that freaks out the most, right?
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
And a life changer.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is really, really cool, but...
For Lunchbox, it's a life changer.
It's the biggest thing, yes.
Okay, I'm going to turn my microphone down. Let me get some music on here.
This never happens. I'm so pumped.
I'm turning my mic down.
Eddie. Give me a signal.
Talks amongst yourself,
all right,
baby.
All right. Okay, so Bobby's leaning into Eddie's ear. He's leaning into it. They're looking
don't
at me.
Don't look over there.
No, he's looking
to
at
read
me.
His lips.
He has his hand
oh
over his...
Oh, my God! Oh, my goodness! Dude!
All right, give me a, Eddie, give me a hint.
I'm not even looking at you. That is amazing! Dude, you're going to flip. Wow.
Yeah.
Give me a hint.
We are
wow.
about to.
Do you
Bobby's
want a hint?
Going to give you one.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Is he going to flip out?
That is way better than I ever thought.
Really?
Yeah, because I was guessing with Lunchbox 2 in my head. Way better. All the stuff you've guessed, get out of here with that.
I mean...
Okay, here you go. Ready?
Yes.
Hint is... First of all, we've told you...
Leaving on a jet a privy.
No, we never
no,
said that.
No, we just said you have a flight in a hotel.
Flight in a hotel.
Five-star luxury hotel.
No, we never said any of that.
Okay.
How about... What was the other hint we gave him?
Then I have to...
February.
February, yeah, it's February.
Tomorrow's February 1st?
Yeah, tomorrow it is the day.
Mm-hmm. There will be. Here's your hint. There will be bright lights.
Okay.
Oh.
That's so dumb.
Think about it.
Wow.
Yeah, think about that one.
It's actually a good hint.
Yeah, a car has bright lights, people. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. A car does have bright lights.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right, I don't know.
We told Eddie. Eddie knows. I guess everybody in the room knows now except you.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
If 1 to 10 was a scale, where would Lunchbox put it on his scale?
11.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, you...
Absolutely.
Okay. That's like giving 110%. That's...
Fine. 10.
Thank
Lunchbox,
you.
10. Dude, you are going to flip.
All right. There's your hint.
So when does he get another hint?
Tomorrow morning.
No, when do I find out, guys?
Yeah, when does he find out?
Tomorrow morning?
I don't know.
Yeah, Bones, I guess you kind of have to get going on that.
I know.
I think that there's multiple reasons.
No, stop. I know what I'm doing here.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess you do.
I know what I'm doing here. You'll know in the first half of February. Sometime in the first half of February.
How many days are in February? 28.
Oh, there are 28 days in February.
So I got to find
is
out.
Is this leap year or no?
I don't know. I was thinking about that driving in today. Works. And I was
when
like, why is there
when is
leap year?
We'll do it in the first 15 days of February. It could be tomorrow. It could be any day in the first 15 days of February. All right, there you go.
And you haven't told him when the actual thing is.
It's February. Cool.
I told guys,
February.
I love being in on the loop. This is great.
You like being in on the loop?
Yeah. You guys always keep secrets from me. This is fun to be inside.
All right.
I like that. Thank you.
Raymond, do you know?
No idea.
Do you want to know?
Tell him. Bobby, tell him.
You want to tell me.
Do you want to know?
Yes. Stop it.
Do you promise you're not going to tell him?
I won't tell him.
Ray! Okay,
hold on. Let me turn my microphone
down.
Amy, talks amongst yourself.
Why are you guys doing this?
Lunchbox, don't worry about it. It's going to be amazing. When you do find out about it, you're going to be like, what?
And Lunchbox, I was on your side of it, and all those guesses were legit.
Okay.
I just told Ray Mundo.
Yo!
Not cool.
Wait, that is crazy.
Is it crazy?
He is going to be blown away.
Whoa! I know. Okay. I know. It's going to be crazy.
So everyone knows.
You know what?
Everybody knows.
He said blown away.
Does Hillary know? Hillary. She's
Hillary,
a
stop it.
No. Do you know? Come on in.
You cannot tell Hillary.
Why?
Why not?
He can. And he will.
Nobody can tell.
No.
Come in here. Do you want to know the secret?
Yeah.
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
All right. Hillary, if you tell me, you'll be my new number one.
And what does that matter?
Yeah.
Who's your number one right now?
Hold on a second. I'm going to turn.
Really?
Talk to yourself.
Hillary, look at me.
That's a good question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, who is your number one?
Lunchbox, seriously. New number one? Who's your number one?
On the show?
Am I your number one?
No, I don't know who my number one would be right now, actually.
Feel free to make a say. You can say whatever you want to say.
You're going to love it. You might pass out once you find
it. All right, that's it for now. We're good?
That's great. Everybody knows except Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Love that.
The end. All right. Cool. Tomorrow, we'll get into it a little more, all right? Here we go?
Yes.
All
right. Come on. Get your Bobby
Bones on. I watched a couple things. One, I watched that documentary, The Three Brothers.
The Three Identical Strangers.
That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Three Identical Strangers. Where can you watch that? Because I watched it on an airplane.
I watched it on Amazon.
Okay. I saw CNN was showing it too, so there are all these places to watch it. Unbelievable. Have you seen it, Lunchbox?
No, I got
it. You
got
to watch it.
It was on CNN, and we DVR'd it, and the wife and I will watch it.
One of the greatest, craziest things I've ever seen.
But what?
I didn't give anything away, right? Like, I did. Lunchbox was scared I gave the whole thing away.
So here's what it's about, right? Yeah. So it's about, there's a kid, he goes to college, and everybody's like, welcome back. And he's like, this is my first day in college. His twin brother, he didn't know he had a twin, quit the year before.
So had friends at that college.
They were like, what up, Frankie? He's like, well, I'm not Frankie. So they find out his twin, right?
Okay.
They're together and they're in the newspaper. I'm not giving away giving away what the premise is.
But there's more.
But there's a lot more. And then there's two of them and then they're in the newspaper and someone goes, these two guys look like you. And there's another one, there's triplets.
Whoa.
Okay.
And then from there, it's just like, well, bam.
All
you
right.
just gotta watch it.
We gotta watch it tonight.
Yeah,
that's
it's
it.
Called
Three Identical Strangers.
One movie.
Okay. Yeah,
it's only an hour and a half. It's
perfect.
Fantastic.
It's a documentary.
That's what I'm talking about.
I can't wait.
It's fantastic. Tell me about it tomorrow. Two, I watched the final Avengers, the third Avengers, finally.
Oh.
And I tell you, I felt bad for the villain, Thanos.
Thanos.
He was a good dude. I know he killed people and stuff, but.
Is it like the Breaking Bad kind of feeling where you just like, you feel bad for him?
Eddie,
it
I'm
happened
telling
that way?
You, I was watching this. And I believe if you shot it from Thanos' point of view, he'd have been a good guy.
Dang.
Did you feel as though he had to make a choice for humanity?
Yeah, he did. Thanos, and that movie's out, I'm not going to spoil it, but he wants humanity to survive, and he sees that we're taking up too many resources. So he's like, I wanted to randomly just kill off half the people because we're not going to survive. So it's either everybody dies or I kill off half of them. And then the Avengers fight him, and it's a whole thing. But I felt bad for Thanos. I'm watching this feeling bad for the villain. I was like, who am I?
So do you have to watch the other Avengers to know what the heck's going on?
Do you? I don't know. They're all good, though.
Yeah. I've never seen
this one was like 19 hours, though. It was long. Did anyone else feel bad for Thanos and Avengers? Or am I the only idiot?
You guys
I don't really remember it.
I got that attached to Infinity.
I did. I was just like, this guy has to make a terribly hard decision.
Yeah.
Like, he wants humanity to survive. And I get he has to kill people, but rather that than everyone die.
Well, now we know what you would do.
Yeah, I kill half people. It's either...
Rest in peace.
Would you?
But not by any system of class.
Dang, Thanos.
I would just... It'd be random. A lot.
Random?
That's what he said.
Ooh.
There was no class system.
I know. I'm listening to what you would do.
If you said...
What about your friends?
This is what I would say.
What about us?
Yeah, friends if and in family. This, yeah, hey, can't be random.
There's a room. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 of us in the room right now. If you said to me, all 6 of you guys are going to die, or you can... randomly have 3 people die.
Okay.
I would randomly have 3 of you die and
which
3 of you survive.
No, it's random. So
and I'd put
point.
Myself in that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
The very bottom of the barrel.
Man.
If it must come to this.
But I watched Avengers and I was feeling bad for the bad guy. But it's good. It's good. Anyway, I saw that. Anything else? I know that. Oh, the Ted Bundy tape.
Oh, Amy God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, watch.
Unbelievable.
I had no. I mean,
this
obviously.
This is on Netflix. It's a documentary, right? Because Hillary, our phone screener, was telling us about it.
Yeah. And you'll go through them so fast. Like, when it was over, I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess that's the end because, well, that's what happened. But I didn't realize how many murders he got away with. I knew he was a serial killer, but. And then I didn't realize how normal he was to other people. At times before he became a killer and like was going to like all these things about him that seemed so normal. And he had this whole other life where he was just a psychopath.
Did you see on Netflix? They were like, hey, guys, stop fascinating with how good looking he is.
He was good looking.
Right. And that was my thing, too. Like, that's part of the craziness about it is that he was so normal.
You can't look
and
past
smart
that.
And had things going for him.
Right. It's like, what happened?
And because everybody was like, no way he did it. Look at him. He's a law student. He's good looking.
By the way, I haven't seen it. I only know the story from reading books about it. Bobby, I haven't seen the Netflix
series.
Yeah,
it takes it to another level.
I was like, can it be that good? So I sat down to watch one episode, and I didn't move because I watched all 4 right in a row.
It's only 4 episodes.
It's only 4 episodes, and it is amazing. And like you're saying about these women, there were women going to his trial just because he was good looking. They were just like, I mean... It's just, I'm so drawn to him.
But look at like Ted Peterson.
Who's that?
Again, not
Scott Peterson.
Scott Peterson. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
You're thinking Ted Bundy, but Scott Peterson.
Yes, thank
but
you.
But this show is so good. Like, whoa.
But and like then, Scott Peterson was super good looking, and he's in jail for killing...
His wife, his pregnant wife.
And people are like, right, somebody's married to him, right?
Yeah, I think
in
so.
Jail?
Well,
yes.
This dude, Ted, when he did get married to this one girl, like they would let her come in, and they had a baby.
Well, he was
where's
on death
that daughter?
Row.
I want to know where's the daughter. Of,
she's around.
I know.
I googled her.
But
she's
I mean,
around.
Now, oh, you did? Okay, mm-hmm. I was going to because I wondered, like, growing up, knowing that your dad was Ted Bundy and that you were conceived while your mom married him when he was in jail. Crazy.
You got to change your last name. Sort of like Dirty John had kids, and I'm like, they had him on the. I would change my name. There's no way I would have that person's last name.
What about Hitler? Like, if you're related to Hitler and you
that
had the Hitler
hard.
Last name, you changed your name. Didn't they change their name?
You have to.
Like, I think they did. If you had the Hitler last name, I think they changed their name.
Yeah, because that I've never heard that last name. Like, I've never met anyone with the last
hey, what's
name
your
Hitler.
Name? Jeremiah? Who? Jeremiah Hitler?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
walking
sorry,
away.
I'm out.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
as soon
tough.
As you meet him.
Because if someone said their last name was Bundy, you would first, the first
no.
thing you would
no,
say.
No,
Al really.
Bundy. I'd think of Al Bundy
yeah,
first.
Correct.
I scored 4 touchdowns in a single game.
Now, because that's it's right, back with this these Ted Bundy tapes, I would maybe think of him. But for so many years, I would never. And
I,
how
I
just
know
went,
people with last name Bundy now.
Yeah, sure. It's, yeah. it's a fine
yeah,
name.
Laura
yeah,
Laura Lee Bundy.
Laura Bell.
Yeah.
We're all like real close to people, just not totally there.
Dude, you want to know crazy? The thing that put it close to home is that Hillary, our phone screener, she went to Florida State, and we went. We played Florida State one time, and we walked right by where this dude did all his stuff.
Oh, that's where that happened?
Sorority Row, Lunchbox,
well,
you and I.
Well, like,
that
last,
was his last.
That's where he got busted. Yes. Like, Florida made
well,
it
don't
happen.
Tell me, don't tell me.
But it's crazy. It's just like, whoa, I didn't even realize all
he
that went down right
genius,
there.
He was a genius, too. That's what's crazy. Like, he was so smart. And it's just, it was so weird. I mean, oh.
Like, honestly, if someone like him had approached me and maybe I was hanging out at the beach and he was like, hey, I need help with something. Can you come help me with something in my car? I might be like, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm. Like, so, and then the next thing you know, I would be thrown in a car.
So he's not like Thanos. You don't feel bad for this villain.
No, you don't feel bad for him.
I don't. I feel bad for his parents.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah, his mom was
on
there. I watched
a TED Talk of one of the Columbine shooter's moms.
Oh, she wrote a book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Golly.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, okay. So
I think about stuff like that, too, when you're raising kids and you're nurturing them. Like, I want to make sure my kids feel nurtured and loved so that maybe I can protect them from having something happen
good
in
point.
Their adult life.
A bit, though.
That makes them go crazy.
again, nature versus nurture.
I know.
I don't know that, because I've read some stories of serial killers who grew up in wonderfully loving families. Wonderfully loving families.
So you think you're just born that way?
I think that it's probably a combination.
Because I had that same thought when I got done with the whole series. I was like, man, how do I prevent my kid from, like, how do I prevent my kid from being that person?
As much as you can, and then you just hope that there's not a defect
somewhere. Well, because they'll even look at people's, like, psychopaths' brain or murderers' brains, and they think, like, okay, what is missing from their, why do they have no empathy? Why can they not, you know, care about others? Do they have a brain tumor
physically
that's causing
there can be
them
things,
to, their like, brain to make them do these things that they don't really...
Aaron Hernandez, when he had all the CTE.
Uh-huh.
And they're going, okay, was all of that, did that affect the fact that he was able to murder people so easily? Or was he just... And, you know, you don't really know.
Yeah.
Because he had all the brain damage from playing football. Yeah. So, okay, well.
Yes, and the way they get him to talk on the tapes. Like
very, very weird.
Very weird how they. Because
the only way that he could talk about the murders is by him pretending it was someone else doing
narrating
it.
Narrating it.
Like the OJ, if I did it.
Correct.
Yes, that's basically correct. He was like, okay, I know you didn't do it, but let's say.
If you were the murderer.
Yeah, what would you think?
Is that admissible, though?
No, this was not for court.
This
was
for just for the
entertainment. He was already in jail.
Yeah, journalism.
Oh, wow.
This was just some reporter doing
the
story.
Believe it, though, that all the stuff that he said?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. And then he sat down.
Don't ruin it, because I didn't know that part.
Yeah, neither did I.
Man, when rich people get into debt, and then it comes out in the news, like this Tori Spelling has massive credit card debt. And I'll tell you why I think why, right? But... she received a court order forcing her to pay the $88,000 she owes to American Express. Like, she has a credit card bill of $88,000. And she's rich. They're still waiting for her to pay. They had to go to court. There's another. Her and her Dean McDermott. I don't watch her reality shows. Do you?
I have before.
They had a very highly publicized financial issue where they were sued by City National Bank because they didn't pay a $400,000 loan back.
Whoa! Oh.
Here's my theory on rich people and loans and being in debt, right? So, I'm not in debt. I grew up very poor. I thought, if you can't pay for it, you don't get it. I don't think you'll ever hear of me with this kind of problem. Because I grew up with no money, and I didn't get in the habit of going, oh, I'll just pay it back. I'll just put it on something and pay it back later. She grew up very, very wealthy. Her dad, one of the richest people in Hollywood. Aaron Spelling, who created all the shows, 90210, all the shows. So, it probably is a lifestyle thing for them to put things on debt and then pay it back. I think it's just how you were raised. And to her, it's probably nothing. You just put it on debt and then somebody else, you know,
okay,
just
so
back.
She's not stressing out over this.
I don't know her. But I would assume not. Look up Lunchbox Tori Spelling net worth.
Oh, I don't think it's very much, man.
And does she have a...
Did she get cut out of her debt?
Yeah, her debt
I think
cut her
they
out.
Had an estranged relationship.
Oh.
But how strange.
But if she has a TV show now, shouldn't she be making good money off that?
I don't know.
Reality show? Yeah. I don't know.
It just depends.
Oh.
Lunchbox Tori Spelling Network.
Yeah, I'm clicking on it. All right, here we go.
I don't know why I asked
what?
To do
why
it.
Does it say 500,000?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, is this real?
What
I'm
was her dad worth, Aaron Spelling? Like, well, she still owes 88,000. Pay it back.
I mean, 500,000, that would explain
net
it.
Worth.
Aaron Spelling net worth.
Had 500 be, million.
Yeah.
Dang. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't know. I thought maybe my numbers were
what
wrong
if
on Tori Spelling.
So but again, my thing is, she probably was raised this way. With a very rich, you don't pay cash for things.
Wow.
Bones, so do you go to dad and just say, sorry, you know,
he's
like everything?
He's dead.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
So, oof.
Yeah, he kicked the bucket a while ago.
And she never got
what's up with anything. That story? See if you can... Oh, no, not you, Lunchbox.
Whoa. Why do you guys hate on me?
No, I'm so hating.
I wanted to make sure my facts were right. When I see 500,000, I think that's no way that's right.
Okay, but I'm going to have Mike D look it up.
Yeah.
Mike D, tell me what the story is if... her dad just cut her out completely. What if your dad was so rich and cut you out?
Well, maybe she didn't want his money, too. It could
Billy
be
Carrington.
Right.
Most people
right.
are good. What that's if right. you're the family, that dead dude that left all the money to Billy Carrington because he met him at a bar?
That's a true story?
No. But you know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not called
God
most
is great.
Good.
Oh, beer are is yeah. good. Yeah. People are crazy.
I got to Luke Bryan and Luke.
I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
All the songs mixed up. But did you know Luke Bryan? No, Luke Bryan wrote the other Billy Carrington song.
Yes. Good Directions.
Good Directions, yeah. Go ahead, Mike D. What do you have over there?
She inherited 800,000.
Oh. Of 500 million?
Yeah.
800,000?
Oof. What a low blow.
Did I? Ooh.
I guess
well,
her dad.
But here's the thing. This is the lifestyle she lives. Like, she threw a birthday party for one of her daughters, and the party was $6,000. They just live in another. Everything is over the top. Like it's. Ooh.
What you got?
Apparently, Tori and her mom were fighting, and her dad's plan was changed 2 months before he died, even though he had Alzheimer's. So there's controversy on whether the mom forced him to.
We all say Alzheimer's differently.
That's what Amy says. I don't want to say it either. I was just going to let that float by. All right. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So people are starting to do college reveal parties, and it's much like a gender reveal thing, but it includes like cake and decorations that are color coordinated to go with whatever college you've chosen to go to. And that's how you let your family and friends know.
I don't mind that. That's pretty fun. Football players have been doing that for a bit. I guess basketball players too, when they'll pull a hat out or they'll do something. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, this is like you throw a party and like you cut open the cake and it's like maroon and white and you're like, oh, you're going to Texas A&M. Whoop.
Do you know whenever I was going to college, and until the day before I moved, no one ever knew where I was going. I was like, hey guys, I'm going to college tomorrow.
Like in your family?
Yeah. Nobody knew.
Wow.
Nobody really cared. So it was like, I remember going, guys, I'm moving tomorrow. I'm going to college. And it was like, all right. I was like, all right.
See you soon.
And I packed up my crap and moved.
Did they ever come visit you in college?
When I graduated.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, and they also told me that my mom and my sister were getting a divorce right around the same time. It's not good.
Whoa.
But yeah, I remember, it wasn't even crazy to me to think that, because I was just,
Did they encourage you to do it ever? Or they said, like, why would you waste your time on that? Our family doesn't go to college.
Mine was more like, why aren't you going to be a doctor? You're like the only one that's ever been to college and you're not going to be a doctor.
Oh, like if you're going to go big.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I was like, I have a dream. Like I want to like talk on the radio and tell jokes and do. And they were like, okay, but you should be a doctor. And I was kind of disappointing to them in that way. Because again, who does this?
Right.
Nothing creative is successful. Really. It's so hard. It's 0.00001. Anything. Music. Radio, yeah. Painting,
art,
because everybody wants to do it. It's so hard to be successful, and I understood what they were. And again, I was the first kid to graduate from high school, much less go to college. But I never told anybody. It was just like college starts, so I'm going.
So you did all the applications,
everything.
And all that
by
yourself.
I drove my Subaru to everywhere to look at schools, and then that was it. And I was like, I'm out. Yeah, it's crazy thinking back. I would never want that. Now looking back, I feel a little bit bad. But then it was just normal. Yeah. All right. What else?
Well, so this is cool. Pizza Hut, who's like the official sponsor of the Super Bowl, and their new name is Pizza Hut Hut right now.
That's funny. Yeah. I didn't know
you
that.
Heard like, that?
Pizza Hut,
okay,
Hut, Hut.
Yeah, Hut Hut. Like even the Pizza Huts in Atlanta, I think they changed their signs to Pizza Hut Hut.
Well, that's committing.
Yeah.
Great.
So anyway, they have announced that they're going to be presenting free pizza and tickets to next year's Super Bowl to the family of one of the firstborn babies after kickoff.
It's an
online contest. So if you have a baby that's born right after kickoff, like firstborn, you could get hooked up.
I did see, too, that Pizza Hut is the official head sponsor of Eddie while at a grave.
A lot of people didn't notice my hat.
Yeah, I know. Eddie, as soon as you were sitting on Johnny Cash's grave and you had a Pizza Hut hat on and a big smile, I was like, this does not seem right.
Johnny Cash, Pizza Hut, in America, all in one picture.
Morgan, number two, what'd that poll shake out at? Did people think it was weird or no?
I'll pull up the official one, but he did get a lot of comments that it was a little weird, but for the most part, everybody thought it was okay.
That you were sitting on Johnny Cash's grave.
Smiling
like a possum eating crap with a Pizza Hut hat on.
Sitting next to the man in black.
All right. What else, Amy?
So if you want to get in shape, get a dog. A new study found that dog owners walk 870 miles a year just while walking their dog. So if you break that down, that's like 21 miles a week. And if you don't have a dog, you walk like maybe 14. And then I also picked this story, too, because I kind of wanted to broach the subject with you, Bobby, about
go ahead. I'll probably get a dog in the summer. After,
you think so?
I think after American Idol, and I'm not traveling, because I'm traveling so much until the end of May for Idol.
Yeah.
That
and I think that's a healthy... So your dog probably, by that point, will have
been a year. Died a year ago.
Do you think that's healthy enough?
Oh, I could probably do it now. Listen, I'm so lonely sometimes. Mm-hmm. I really would like a dog.
That's why I was thinking, like, maybe it's time for you to get a dog and, like, get some steps.
But I travel a lot right now. So I can't get a dog and then not be there.
Okay.
And also, but then what about, I may do another couple shows. Like there,
I just feel like you're always going to be traveling and busy at this point. So, but you know, you could get a dog that can go with you. A little pocket puzzle.
Brett Eldridge has one of those, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's not a pocket puzzle.
Edgar.
And Edgar goes on the bus a lot with Brett.
Yeah.
I don't have a bus. I'm flying places. But
pocket puzzle.
Okay.
That'd be so cute.
I'm going to get another dog. I'd like... yes. Moving on. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
There you go. The Bobby Bone Show. Let's talk to Bobby in Virginia. Hey, Bobby, earlier we were talking about Lunchbox wants, if he has to go to work for any reason in the evening, for work to pay for his babysitter. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm sorry, but I have to agree with you and Amy because it is a contract thing, but I do think it's a good idea to maybe, like he said, for negotiations for next time. But also, I was thinking, as I was driving and listening to y'all, it's a tax thing. Can he not? I'm pretty sure you can write it off on your taxes, too.
He can write it off on his taxes. That's about all he can do. Listen, if you want to get your babysitting covered, you can actually have that covered in your next contract.
All right.
But that's...
what, we'll see.
Virginia, listen, by the way.
What's up again? What, Bobby?
I sound from West Virginia, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that. I mean,
we're still freezing, though.
Yeah, we are, too. It is cold. Amy, what's going on today?
Let's see. We have got tutoring and then the dance studio.
What's that about?
Well, the kids are finally signing up for their dance class. So my daughter wants to do ballet and son's doing hip hop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, he wants to do ballet with her, but I'm like, no, buddy, your style is more hip hop and break dancing. So you need to do that. And then
why not let him do ballet?
Listen, they need it. He just wants to do it because she wants to do it.
No, like, you can't let him. You let him do hip hop.
Okay, we'll talk about this tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll talk about this one tomorrow.
Shoot. They also have doctor's appointments today. That's never a good day. So we're probably going to get ice cream after that.
Oh. Do they get nut needles today? Prickies?
Pickies, yeah. Yes. They No picky. They hate shots. So I don't know really what's going to happen. So we'll see about that.
Big day.
Yeah. Yep. What about you?
I have to interview three people for the phone screener position. We're down to the final three people.
Oh, wow.
Here in the office, yeah. So
new person to the team.
Yeah, I think anyway. So I'll do that today.
Okay.
And then that's going to take a while, some meeting, just normal stuff. I've been gone for the past week, so just kind of catch up stuff. And then a lot of the companies in town.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to go. Now that I'm a vice president, I have to go make my appearance.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then I quietly leave. I'm like, hey, everybody, good to see you. Catch up later. Then I sneak out the back and go to bed.
Bye.
So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Scotty McCreary's in for the Friday morning conversation tomorrow morning. Thanks for hanging out. BobbyBones.com. Bye. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Let's go.